for your power and your glory. We are desperate for your presence. My God, we break out of these boxes that we have been constrained. We break out of our comfort zone. We break out of our religiosity. We break out of how we were raised. We break from the norms of life. We break from life as usual. And Father, we enter into a life unusual in the name of Jesus. We enter into the supernatural. We enter into the Spirit. For you said you are looking for such worshipers who will worship you in spirit and in truth. For the flesh profits nothing. We arise. We arise. And we step into where you are calling us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Thank you, our Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We worship you. We glorify your name. Have your way, our God. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You may be seated in His presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Musicians, can you play a little bit? God, you are so good. Let me take you back to Sunday school. I feel it in my guts. Hallelujah. God, you are so good. You are so real. God, you are so awesome. Hallelujah. Come on, Toby.
Is that a song, sir? Just want to
be
sure. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are kind.
You are God.
God, you are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
My God,
yes,
you
my
are excellent.
My excellent.
God, you are so good.
Yes, so good.
God, you are God good.
You are God.
God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God. God, you are good. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are good. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
Listen.
Excellent is your name. Excellent is your power.
God, you are one.
excellent is your power. God, you are wonderful.
Within us, oh God, you are wonderful.
My God, you are excellent.
Say it again, say it.
Excellent is your name.
He is your God.
Excellent is your power.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you are wonderful.
My God, you are excellent. Hallelujah.
My God, you are excellent.
You are excellent, oh God. We stand on this holy ground declaring that you are wonderful, you are faithful, you are loving, you are caring, you are healing, you are delivering, God. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is the power that you have released from heaven to to abide in us, to work marvelous works in us and through us. How excellent is your name. How wonderful you are. You are so good. We honor you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Do that you desire to do with us. Do that you desire with this body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I feel the shifting of something in the spirit, and I want us to, let me release something that the Lord has laid in my heart for a few minutes, and then we're gonna be able to pray. And I know, Mother, you are traveling and you need to say something, and we'll definitely make all possible. But let me just give me the next 15 minutes. I want to be done with that which the Lord wants to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Grab your pen and your book. Let me drop this into your spirit. Hallelujah. It is good to see all of us in the house. Please excuse me, youth and the children. See, we the Lord has been teaching us that we are three-dimensional, that we are not one dimensioned people, but we are three-dimensional people. And so when you look at your neighbor, when you look at you, you operate in three dimensions. And we talked a little bit about these three dimensions that you as a person operate in. And we talked about that is spirit. And man, you and I are spirit. But for us to be able to participate fully in the divinity of God and rule or dominate the earth as God commanded us in the book of Genesis, you and I must be spiritually healthy and mature. Write this down, that freedom is the ability to decide. Freedom is the ability to decide. God has given you that freedom to decide how your life will go. In those three dimensions, you have the freedom to decide. You have that ability. You have the capacity to decide how you're going to be spiritually, how you will be in your soul, how you will be physically. In those three-dimensional living, God has given you the freedom, that ability to decide. As he said, there are places before you, life and death. And then he says, choose life. In other words, he gives you choices, and then he says, choose. He tells you the answer, what he wants you to choose. We talk about liberty, that where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Liberty
Are you ready?
Liberty is a result, or the result, of wise decisions. So when we talk about freedom, freedom is the power, the ability to decide. Then when we say that those where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, that liberty comes as a result of making that wise, godly decision that you need to make according to His will in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because if you're going to be spiritual, as God is, and He's saying He's seeking those that are going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It is not a worship the way we came here and we worshiped God. The worship we are talking about, it is a lifestyle that every day you live in pleasing who He is. Let me take you into the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read it from New Living Translation, but you can give us, I don't think, maybe we have New Living Translation. Okay. I've had an interesting week, but let me say to you, God has blessed me immensely, spiritually, and I've been meditating on His word. You see, in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, I'm waiting for 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But as we go there, in Ephesians 1 and 3, the Bible says, that blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every word. Let's say it together, every word. No. Read the Bible. What? Every spiritual blessing. Go to Ephesians 1:3. I'm being faithful down. So Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every word. Now you can see it. Every word. Every spiritual blessing in where? In the heavenly places. Why? Because you are united with who? Give us in Amplified Translation. This is heavy. It says, may blessings, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed you in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm. So let me, this is what I'm saying, and the Lord is shifting things around. It's not even in my notes. But the Lord is saying that He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Why is the blessing spiritual? Why is the blessings of God spiritual? Why are they spiritual? Because God is spiritual, and He will not do anything that is outside of His nature. So if God is spirit, then the blessings will be spiritual. If the battle we fight is spiritual, then God gives us spiritual weapons to fight the enemy. Follow me very closely. Every blessing that God has given to you, it is not going to come to you while you remain in your soulish realm and your physical realm. You have to transition from your mind to your physical into the spiritual. In other words, God has not created us to operate as His children, as a son, as a daughter to God. You have not been created by him, and he has not given you his nature to operate outside of who he is. And if I will be blessed, if I want to inherit the blessing of God, the Bible says it's spiritual. So in other words, you have to be in the Spirit to receive from the Spirit. Are you here? Touch your neighbor. Tell them we are talking about the Spirit of God. And may I say to you, there is only one Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, there is only one Holy Spirit. Don't be guided by anybody else. There is only one Holy Spirit. He is only one. If he changes to be one, we have to change the Trinity of God. Because they are no longer going to be three in one. I leave that to you. But the Bible says that it is a spiritual to the spiritual. You remember oh, Lord help me. Because I don't want to take you to in a pace that I will lose you. Let's transition to 1 Corinthians now, chapter 2, verse 10 to 15. And here the Bible says, but it was to us, it was to you, that God revealed these things by who? By Spirit. For his Spirit searches everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thought except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thought except what? No one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely does what? Given us. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by who? By the Spirit. Using what? Spiritual words. So here we are. We are speaking things that have not been given by the wisdom of man. We are speaking of things that have been given by the Spirit of God, and the words that we are using. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lord. This means there is a spiritual language that is different from the language you speak. The spiritual language is different from your English language. The spiritual language is different from that which dialect that you speak. The spiritual language, only heaven understands the spiritual language. And those that are in the Spirit understand who God is. That's why the Bible says that those that do not have the Spirit of God, the things of God are foolishness to them. They make no sense. Here is what it says. We use spiritual words to explain what? Spiritual truths. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they cannot understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. Are you ready to be misunderstood? Are you ready to be misunderstood? You have to enter into the spiritual realm.